Welcome to the Seven Hats Podcast. My name is Yuval Selig, and I've been on the entrepreneurial roller coaster for over 20 years. I've experienced it all throughout my journey, the grind, burnout, failure, and ultimately, success. The turning point for me was realizing that building a successful company is meaningless if you neglect the other significant areas of your life. So today, I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure through those seven areas, what I call the seven hats. Every week, my guests and I will drop valuable insights and pearls of wisdom, helping, motivating, and inspiring you to get your seven hats in order and deliver real impact with meaning. So let's get going. Hello, and welcome to your quick hit from The Seven Hats, a segment that I like to call The Daily Hat. This short segment is a preview, a snapshot of our full episode that's coming up this Thursday. It's here to give you a little bit of insight, spark of inspiration, and just a hint of curiosity about what our full episode has in store for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and for your continued support of The Seven Hats podcast. It really means so much to us. Now, let's dive into today's Daily Hat. Ready to get a taste of what we've got in store for you this week? Let's get started. How did you overcome your doubts through these years?
I don't think you do. I think that if you really look at any entrepreneur that tells you that they've overcome their doubts themselves, is really lying to themselves. It comes down to this. The actual failure is never as bad as the preparation that we put ourselves through. What I was doing in the years at Cape Farms was in the abyss, and I was deluding myself, and the brand was being, it was just one losing after another, and people strong-arming you in contracts, is the fear that I put all this work and all my money in for my family, and the questions that you and guys like you and I go through in our head, and I guarantee Elon, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But I failed three times before Cape Farms, and the failure, I was over it in 48 hours. It was like what we put ourselves through. It's no big deal. Like the world, you're like, oh my God, everyone's going to think I'm some failure, or you're not going to get a set. It's a whole big story.
BS. Who cares?
Who cares? And honestly, who cares about the result of winning either? Like for instance, Andre Agassi says this all the time. It's like whether I was winning or I was losing, it didn't define the person who I am. And all the winning does is it gives you some type of scorecard to say that you're important to in this country, which is BS to begin with. It's just a bunch of BS. What really counts is the entrepreneurs need to ask ourselves, if we're succeeding, how much have we let down? How much has this cost our family through this narcissistic, egotistical, being a founder BS happened? And almost all of us can say it's cost us everything. Yeah. It costs us a lot. So that's the second time around. The fact that I got this far, and now I'm getting back to the sort of the health building blocks, which is mental health. We go through so much. I've had so many mental health issues through my founding time, which is just all the trauma of everything, the late night bar, wondering if I'm going to fail, and just people yelling at me saying you're this, that, and the other, and then your relationship, your wife is sitting right there with you, and you're not present, what they go through. And then I learned through this business that I knew that if I failed, it would be okay. So I was a little less hard on myself this time. And there's a good chance I still will not make it to the other side. So what I'm trying to do is say, okay, it's time to do what we do. You know how we recover after the thing and you go and you start thinking, let's start to do that now. So like I'm doing ice baths, almost no alcohol. It started this year. I started telling my people online that I'm going to start doing this health kick. Because during the founding time, I don't know any founder that can keep it. I don't care how disciplined you are. It's hard to stay all those tenets. But like you said, to become who you're going to become, to have a really everlasting business in it. Because if you can gain all the success in the world, but if you lose yourself, everything, it means nothing. It's a joke. So I would rather be the guy that's self-confident in himself, that goes through the world, creating a smaller business that makes everyone happy than people write about you for something and fail. We've seen that too many times. I don't want to end up like that.